All right, folks, so tonight I promised you I would bring you controversial guests. I didn't really want to talk to this guy, you know, he invites himself on, he brings himself in, but, you know, I was forced into it, so I'm going to be the professional. I give to you, from New Moon Rising, the American Roughneck. How you doing, Mr. Roughneck?
How are you tonight?
I'm doing great, buddy. So, you know, I wanted to introduce you to people who may not know you. You know, I wanted to tell a couple of stories, you know, talk about New Moon Rising, talk about you. So I thought, well, why not start from the beginning? How did it all start?
Well, I got really lucky to come into New Moon Rising and get trained by them right from the get-go, the beginning of the company. It's been a whirlwind of fun ever since it started.
And roughly how long ago was that? I'm not actually sure how long they've been running, but I know you've been a key player in the promotion since the inception, have you not?
They've been running probably going close to 2 years now.
Okay, so you've definitely been out there for a while. Have you been solely with New Moon, or have you been anywhere else in this time? Or are you just a one company guy?
Right now, I'm just a New Moon Rising wrestling guy. I've been with them since the inception. They brought me in. They trained me, and I'm loyal to the great group of guys that started this company.
Awesome. Well, tell me a little bit about you, the American Roughneck, because I've obviously been familiar with you. We've dealt with each other over the past couple of months. Tell people who may not be familiar with you about the American Roughneck.
Oh, easiest way to say anything about the American Roughneck is that I'm a blue-collar guy for the blue-collar worker. I'm a strong believer in being from America, we the people. I stand for the people, I stand by the people, I stand behind the people. I don't like corporations, I don't like people messing with the blue-collar individual.
Okay, well, before we really carry on with the story about you and, well, talking about you, we've had a few issues, and you say we the people. That is really your way of life, would you say?
Oh, yeah.
Go on.
No, go ahead. Finish your statement.
Well, there's been some controversy over that because WWE have started giving Jack Swagger a little bit of a push, and now he started coming out with a line that's, well, exactly the same. And you've had a few issues with that. Would you like to go on about that?
Well, you know, to take the we the people, like you said, I do live we the people. I believe in we the people. I always have. To the point where it's tattooed across my arm. With Liberty Bell right behind it. And I believe in it. I believe the way they're running the We the People is just quite different than the way I do it, because they're using it as a, I don't even know. They're just portraying it in a light that I never thought I'd see it portrayed.
How do you think they actually got to that? Do you have any connection to anyone up there? Has anyone perhaps come down to New Moon Rising and thought, all right, this sounds good. If we're going to take it, we'll go and use it for someone? Or do you think it's just coincidence that they've come up with the same line as yours for a different cause?
Yeah. You know, the gimmick that they're running, I'm sure that it's more just a happenstance that they used it because they see some hot topics that are going through our country at the moment, and they're capitalizing on it.
Very good. Well, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there, not just Jack Swagger. There's TNA have got their own little group, and if I may say so myself, we've had our issues. We still do, but I'm putting on a truce for this interview. But I think that your character is being ripped off by the big companies. What do you think of that?
But like I've been saying since they've started doing this, it takes two companies to create one Roughneck. They can do what they want. They can. I am the original. Hashtag original Roughneck.
Well, back onto talking about you, as the point of this interview really was. In your time in New Moon Rising, there's been one main issue that I've noticed you have had, and that has been with a guy who was on this show last week alongside you, and that's Robert Knight. Tell me about the problem that you've had with the Knight Rider, Robert Knight, and how it started and just where it's gone from there.
Well, it started with Robert Knight spouting that he was for the people, one man can make a difference. To me, that is just, he works for a corporation. It's a front. I don't buy it. I don't feel as comfortable with it. He was going for the United States Championship. That should have went to the people. And that's where it started, when he knew that he should not have that belt. It should have went to the people. And he cheated his way and connived his way every time to get that belt.
And how long has this feud been going on? Because has it been, since the real rebirth of New Moon Rising late last year?
It started well before that. It started in the inception. I was originally a tag team partner with Justin America. And we were the Veterans Alliance until Justin America turned on me. And at that point, I wanted nothing to do with Justin America, so I set my sights on. And then Justin America set his sights on the United States title. And that's where Robert ended up winning it after the Battle Royal, where Justin America threw me through the center ropes. And Robert Knight had a lot of things to say, and my attention's turned to him. I'll take care of Justin America at another date.
Well, speaking of Justin America, I was going to have him on. I was going to have him on a future episode. You're really a one man gang, if you will. You're just on your own, fighting all these troubles with Knight Rider, with Justin America. Who else have you been causing trouble with, or them causing you trouble?
Well, originally it was Justin America. When he turned on me, he went to the Me Society. And every time I stepped out of that curtain or was in the audience or whatever happened, I'd get attacked by the Me Society, which was Justin America, LJ Cruz, Robert Knight says he stands by himself, but I've never seen him fight by himself, and Jake Bishop. Those are ones I have my main problems with. And not Lance Storms.
And who, sorry?
What was that? I'm sorry.
Who was the last name you said?
The last name was Glenn Storms. He was supposed to be my partner, too. He turned on me, almost took my head off with a steel bat.
Are you looking for any sort of match with Glenn Storms or some way of ending this feud that you've got with Robert Knight? Because I know both of them are suspended at the moment.
I'm 100%. Proof positive that Robert Knight orchestrated the whole thing with Glenn Storms, so my sights are still on Robert Knight.
Well, I talked about this last week with both of you. If there was one particular way of ending the feud that you've got with the Knight Rider, is there any particular one match that you can think of that you would want more than another?
Oh, I don't want him on suspended. I want to take everything he's got right out from under him.
Oh, come on.
Now, I want to pick him apart one piece at a time. He's not getting away that easy.
But then you'd, as much as I'm a supporter of Robert Knight, that would just be playing at the same sort of game that he would be playing at. Come on. You're supposed to be the
He blames me. This is what the people want. They don't want Robert Knight. They want the Roughneck to take everything he's got. Apparently, he blames me for losing his title. Then he blames me for his suspension, for his own little antics. Well, I might as well continue. I'm going after his talk show, right in Moo Moo Rising Wrestling. And I'm going after it, and I'm going to take it, and I'm going to rename Nightport to Ringside with the Roughneck.
So, with the March show coming up in a couple of weeks, would that be what you were aiming to do? Or
That was my plan.
That was your plan. You've not got your eyes set on maybe a match with someone else, or are you just turning up to take over Night Court?
I said it was my plan. Now, New Moon Rising Wrestling, they have another plan. If I want to take over Night Court and rename it, I am going to have to face Robert Knight's bodyguard, Beverly Berwick, on the 16th.
So they're trying to set this match up, or is it official now? Or?
Oh, it's official. I will be facing Beverly Berwick to get Robert Knight's show. If I beat Beverly Berwick in the center of the squared circle, 1, 2, 3, that show is mine.
Beverly Berwick, who is 0-1, I might add. So that definitely looks, well, looks good in your favor. You've been experienced in Newman Rising and him never having won a match.
Well, we've met. We've gone, stood toe-to-toe, and he walked out of the ring while I got attacked by that masked assassin guy that Robert sent in.
Well, if there was one thing that you would say to someone who is possibly listening to this and they've never heard of you before, they've never seen New Moon Rising before, this is the first they've heard of you, what would you say to get them attached to the American Roughneck and to come and see New Moon Rising, whether it was when the DVDs are eventually out or if they can actually come to a show? What would you say to bring them in?
What I would say is that this is the fastest growing promotion in the area. It's filled 100% with up-and-comers. The excitement level, the quality, everything about New Moon Rising Wrestling just screams success, fan-friendly. It would be the best thing that you could do for yourself.
Okay, well, you're definitely out there out on social media as well, because of obviously that being the way that you and me have, I can't exactly say connected, but tell the people...
Oh, sure. It's still a connection.
At
some point, there's going to be a connection. Matter of fact, I think you blame me for one connection you had with an automobile, but we'll call it.
Tell the people where they can get hold of you, Roughneck.
Well, they can catch me on Facebook, the American Roughneck, Independent Pro Wrestler, RFFR. They can follow me on Twitter at A Roughneck. And they can also follow me at Instagram at A Roughneck. I'm out there, just hop on your little computers, iPads, notebooks, whatever you need, your phone. I'm always approachable. I am for the people. You can talk to me at any time. And I will respond.
Well, Roughneck, I would love to say that it's been a pleasure, but now that the interview is technically over, that this little truce that I had, you know, you pushed your way onto my show, you pushed your way onto Hell in a Cell, you're getting people to challenge me to matches. Well, let's just say you're on my show now, so let's do this for real. When is this going to end? When are you going to stop bothering me?
I'm never going to stop bothering you. You've come to the Roughneck Nation. You've knocked on the door. And I answered, and I will always be there. Roughneck Nation, because of you, is spreading worldwide. And I can't thank you enough. You've done so much for Roughneck Nation and the American Roughneck. I should give you a T-shirt.
It's not my fault. It's not my fault that people actually know who you are. It's not my fault that people are correcting your spelling because you're kind of an idiot. It's not my fault that you're having people... Go on. Say what you're saying.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter about the spelling. It doesn't matter.
Well, maybe if people can actually understand you, then, you know, then it does matter. But...
No. They get the point. They understand. It's blue-collar America. My priority was not spelling. It's getting a point across. Living for the people, doing what the people want me to do, and just being me.
You're being you. Well, I will give you some credit because, you know, there's clearly one guy down in Connecticut or New York, wherever they're based, and then there's someone, there's about, 10 guys in Florida. They're all trying to be like you, so I will give you a little bit of credit. But, you know, you say you're never going to leave me alone. Do I really have to come over there and sort you out myself?
Oh, you can come on over. I'll even give you a place to stay. The trailer next door, it's empty.
I wouldn't lower myself to that level. You know what, Roughneck? I want this to end one day.
He's got 100-count sheets over there.
I want this to end one day, but I think the only way it's gonna end is if I accept this challenge that Brady put out. For me to face you, and, well, you know what? I'm not going to accept it. So, Roughneck... I said good day.